Ready? Good evening, everybody. At 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. This is the Information Committee meeting, and we'll let the record know that all of the committee members, Brian Spitznagle, Jennifer Allen, and Gloria Terlowski, are here, as well as Katie Iconis is here, and there is the mayor in the Donald Collegraph in the audience, as well as Fred Nielsen, another council member's council member, and many residents and some representatives from the OWL, and we have a representative from the school board. There you go. So I'd like to welcome everybody to the meeting, and the purpose of tonight's meeting, I'd like to have a free form type of meeting, a brainstorming session here. These are opening discussions on improving communications, how we as your representatives communicate with the residents, and how we go about doing that, how we go about improving those communications, where we lack, where we're doing good, if we are doing good. Now, I'd like to start by identifying, I'm not going to call them complaints, I'll call them constructive criticisms of village communications in general. And from there, hone that down specifically into the journal, and speak about the journal where we lack some constructive criticisms about that, maybe where we do good, and what people are thinking. We know that we've got a lot of residents here tonight, but we also want to be aware that we're not all inclusive in the village either. So we have to, even though I'm sure we'll get a lot of good ideas and a lot of good constructive criticisms for our communication here, we have to consider the entire village as a whole. You know, we have also, if we have time tonight, to talk about other general items such as the website, possibility of a new phone directory, things like that. I don't know if we'll get to that stuff, but that's the stuff that's on the horizon for us to think about as we go through this. And, you know, this isn't going to change overnight. We're not going to, you know, all of a sudden, bam, and everything's going to be rosy all overnight. It's a work in progress, you know, for everybody. And we have to see, we'll bring recommendations to the council as a whole and to the mayor. And those may or may not include the OWL, and we have to see what the OWL feels about things and how they want to progress also. So that's how I'd like to do this tonight. So if I may, I'd like to open up with just general what everybody thinks about generally our communications in the village, what's good, and some critiques. What are your gripes? What could we do better? All right, and nobody needs to be called on. Just if you think of something, yell it out. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to write them down, and from there, the meeting isn't any good unless we do something about what we're talking about. So from there, we're going to, at the end, we're going to come up with action items based on these things of where we're going to go from here, what we're going to start working on. All right? Does that sound good? So, general, I'll start here. General constructive critiques. if you have a hard time reading my handwriting, I can't do anything about it.
That's right.
Am I in the way?
No.
Whoever came up with that simple idea, put sticky paper on the wall and write out and peel it off, you know?
Well, Brian, I would say that I'm approaching the situation from a financial standpoint. The $10,000 to $12,000 a year going out, that's just our cost. That's not with the advertising. Is half of a pickup truck at least, you know, money towards a new leaf shredder that we need, things like that, things we desperately need.
So, okay,
you know, so
cost.
That's one of my first things. That's where I'm coming from.
Cost of what?
The cost of the journal.
Okay.
Cost of the journal.
I think we should answer that. What is the cost of the journal?
Sure.
And I'll put that up there next to that.
Yeah.
So for 2018, our cost before advertising was $19,756.
That's before
don't
advertising.
Gasp yet. Don't gasp yet, everyone.
That's before advertising?
That's before advertising.
Okay.
We took in $10,375 in advertising.
You know,
well, yeah. So our net cost was $9,381.80.
12 issues.
12 issues, that includes postage, which goes to all the residents and also all businesses in the village.
$9,381.80 per year.
That's for 12 issues, yes.
Okay.
With fluctuating advertisers.
So I agree. I think that whether we keep the journal in some form, we keep it in its form it's in now, whatever we as the body decide, and that's something I think obviously we have to take the entirety of council for the opinion. But that's something we have to consider, and we also have to consider the work in progress of what we're going to do about this if we want to keep the journal. You know, what are we going to do about this?
Where is that in the budget? Where is $9,000? Why padding is it under?
It comes out of there is a printing and reproduction, $1,790
per month.
This is a yearly cost.
Yes, I know, but you said 1,000.
Well, that's the cost, yes. The accounting code. So it comes out of the general fund, and the line item
is printing
and reproduction.
Okay.
And then the revenues are offset in the revenue cost code titled advertising.
How big is your publication? How many?
12 pages.
How many
it goes to every household and the businesses.
So like 1,000?
How many?
Well, there's 900 and...
There's about 960 homes,
plus
about 200 businesses.
Yeah, so a little over 1,000, 1,100 per month. And the mailing costs, I'm going to write this down. I know this because I asked Katie this afternoon. Mailing... to the residents is $201.50 per month. To the businesses, it's $71 a month. Okay, so that may or may not play a factor into what we decide, maybe, you know, as far as how we're going to distribute the journal.
So are those mailing costs included in the...
Yes.
Production cost.
Mm-hmm. What else, as far as critiques? Generally, what do you hear? What?
Well, overall, and thankfully, with Katie's ability to put more descriptions in on our ordinances, things like that. Now, yeah.
I thought of that, and we seem to have fixed that.
Yes.
I mean,
the descriptions have helped greatly.
Descriptions. Yeah.
From her.
You don't have to just
okay.
Yeah.
Regardless of what paper or publication, I want to see the police blotter there.
No police blotter.
No, yes, I want it.
Yes, police blotter.
No, it's a critique that there is no
it's
police blotter. That's what he's putting it under.
No police.
And I can see that can kind of go against us. for the sake of promoting Walton Hills, we show a lot of crime. Maybe people don't want to move here. However, I live here and I want to know exactly, does something happen next door?
Right.
Right. Most residents want to know if a home right around them specifically has been vandalized or right. anything else.
Right. And I can comment on that. The chief does give me like an update every month. So he's doing that anyways. That is something we talked about in our first meeting with the OWL when I became mayor about that. So and I did, and if, so we would just talk to him, and if he's comfortable with that, I would, whether it went in the OWL or the journal, I don't see a problem with that. It would just be whether he's comfortable, like what you say. But most communities do put a blotter in there, their newsletter and different things. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't see a problem with that. I just tell you from what he does, he's already doing it. Okay, so we would be tasking him to do something. He's this is an example of this is December here.
Now when you say that, Don, I've heard you say things like we had so many speeding tickets, so many DUIs.
That's separate.
That's a separate report.
That's a separate
report. This one actually, does he actually say?
Yeah.
There was a car accident on the corner, so-and-so.
Yes, this will say 1210 mile patrol. Office was flagged down by a driver who stated while traveling an I-275 male pulled out a gun on him. The vehicle registration came back to business in Walton Hills under investigation. Right. Very general.
General, but specific.
Right, no names, no nothing. I'm almost positive. I mean, I would talk to Stan first that this would be a document that could go in publication.
What? Yeah.
I like the journal. It represents the village, and if you go to surrounding cities like Oakwood and that, they also have a colored publication of what's going on in their community. I think it's important. Just like a business, you expect to budget things such as publication because it's necessary. It's the type of society we live in these days.
I'd like to go back to the police blotter.
Go ahead.
I'm not in favor of it. We have a big senior population, and I don't want the people thinking that we're, you know, we've got all these problems going on. I think I would like to see if, let's say, for instance, there was burglaries. I think it would be better if in the journal or the, where they have the safety committee and that just state, you know, to prevent some of these things, this is what you can do. You know, more lighting. Cut down your bushes, you know. If you're going out of town, let your neighbors know, and who's coming there maybe to look at your house. They drive a red pickup truck or something like that. We're not scaring the people. We're telling them how maybe to prevent some of these things. Well, I don't want to pick up the neighborhood news and just read about gunshots and all this kind of stuff.
Well, prevention is a good thing, but we do have a good amount of residents that live up on Seeley and Ryan, and they specifically go get neighborhood news. So they know what's going on in Maple Heights and Garfield right there by them.
Is this something we want to bring? Is this a subject we want to bring to the entirety of council when we
wrap
this up, one of these things? Is this something that we want to put in? And see where the entirety of council goes.
I just don't think,
and the mayor,
ignoring something that's going on and not letting people be informed isn't helpful in any way.
As an example, if there's a serial killer or rapist running around in the neighborhoods, not only in Walton Hills or other areas, I would want to be aware of the cars being broken, like they had in Macedonia last year or whatever. I certainly want to be aware of something like that.
I agree with that. I don't like the idea of getting the ostrich with the head in the sand. Even if they're seniors, whether they like it or not, facts are facts, and what you know is better than what you don't know as far as preventing, you know, guarding yourself.
yes, it's bad to have crime, but if it's there to ignore it or lie about it or failure to warn people, I don't think it's responsible.
The government does notify residents, for example, if there's a sex offender in the neighborhood.
You agree in church?
How nice it happened to you while we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
I can take care of it later. But they give you quite a bit of information the year the case was. And if they're tier one, two, or three, they
right.
give you a lot of information.
They do give you that, but you have to sign up to receive those notifications.
Notification.
Well, the people within the vicinity where they move were notified, and you live, unfortunately, near someone.
Mm-hmm. Right, but you get a monthly notification?
It's through the sheriff's department. It's automated. You put in your address and a certain radius that you want to be informed about. And every time someone registers or re-registers or there's an incident, it identifies the person in question with a photograph. No addresses in the area, what the alleged crime was, or not alleged at this point, is already in the system, but what the crime was, what the victim was, you know, who the victim in general was, male, female, adult, juvenile, etc. Also lets you know, so-and-so drives a black panel truck with blacked out windows.
Right.
Yeah, I think the last notification that we actually got on that, there was four or six in the area?
That might have been, I think every year they send like a cumulative report, but every time there is a new reporting of this incident, there's an automating of it.
Is that for certain crimes or just the sheriff's department?
That's sex offenders through the sheriff's department.
So what else? Critiques in general.
I just want to make one point about that. And Gloria, and I understand what you're saying, and I understand what everybody's saying. But I think with that, I think the key is what our police chief and our police and our detective feel. Because they certainly don't want to print anything that puts the village at risk
or is an ongoing
investigation. So sure. If they're comfortable with it, I don't see why we wouldn't be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? They would be, at least for my end, that would be the expert for me.
Mm-hmm.
If the police chief were to say no police blotter, that would be good enough. The police chief sends a police blotter, which my conversation with him, he wouldn't have a problem. Because I don't think he puts, and Gloria, you'll have to read some of these, they're very general. And very discreet. They're giving you that little bit of information, maybe to help you, like Mary Alice says, but at the same time, it's not giving you anything personal, maybe if there was a domestic at someone's house, which is, you know, our neighbor or something like that, or something that would put us at risk, saying there is so many burglars. I think they're well written, and they put some thought into protecting us. So that's okay. That's just, I just want to make that point. So I think that opinion, would, at least for myself as mayor, would be a valuable opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of know it already, but you know, it's different when I say, hey, we're gonna put it out there, and this is your word. Or we could always invite him to, or you can email him, or I can, you know, whatever.
If you're gonna bring that up at a certain council meeting, have the detective.
Yeah, we would even have
that particular meeting.
We all have access to stand council members call them, and you know, we.
But if the residents want to hear,
or ask them opinions, I would bring them to a meeting. Exactly. I would have thought about it. I would have. We could have had them come tonight.
In the olden days, they used to have a daily police blotter, which they had to account for where they were most of the time, and if there were thefts and. And they still monitored it because there were things going on that didn't make them
fly. That could be where he gets it. I mean, like I said, I get a monthly.
But it was daily. I mean, it would be in the OWL, and it would have 31 days, 30 days, and each time.
Right.
So what else in general, critiques that we've heard? I've heard, and this is very subjective, not enough information. All right? Of course, some people that come up here, it's like they'll say, I didn't get that, and we pointed out that it was in one or two journals or owls or whatever. But I guess like we can put that up there, not enough information.
I believe what I brought up was that a lot of people who spoke to me did not have any idea how tight our budget is and how different departments, especially the service department, is in such dire need for new equipment. And we don't have the money in the budget to do so. And you want your leaves picked up. You want your twigs ground up and picked up. But if we don't have the equipment to do so and people are not aware of it, I mean, like I said, I talk to people, they just look at me like, they didn't know that we don't have the money to do certain projects. Well, why don't they? Number one, they don't know everybody doesn't come to a council meeting. And I understand that, I mean, I know that. But with a publication going directly to their mailbox, and you can't make someone read it, but you have at least brought that information to their home that they could read. Oh, I didn't know we were this short of funds.
Well, let's talk about that, because when somebody said that, and I heard that, I mean, I know it didn't come to me. But with that said, that's not a bad idea. You don't want to focus, I mean, like anything, you don't want to sit there and say thing, but maybe what you're saying is some type of financial report, some kind of overall financial review. You certainly don't want to put out there that your village is struggling or anything like that. None of us want to do that. But you put out there a financial review, and then you can see that. That spells it out. I mean, you do something in a very professional way. I mean, is that what you're...
Well,
I'm
yes.
I'm just trying to draw things out, okay, for conversation.
You know, maybe they just live within their walls of their home.
What's wrong with the truth here?
Well, the numbers would be real. We always have meetings and tell the truth. When we had about six meetings on the levy, those people that said they weren't informed that we were broke, that's hard for me to swallow. Before we had the levy, we had, I don't know how, more meetings than any other community had. Okay? And we were very upfront with that. Okay. I'm just talking about on a regular basis. I'm not talking like something's in dire need or something to put something out or anything. I'm just saying, just to kind of help, are we looking for something? Right now, the journal doesn't have anything about money. Are we looking for a report? That's all. That's what I'm trying to say.
And some sort of a generalized review. And we've had financial reports in the journal.
We have them yearly.
And we have them yearly. We have
to
be careful.
We have every month our financial reports are on the website.
Yeah,
that's true.
I cannot get up-to-date financials in to publish on time. So it would always be a month behind.
That's right.
But then I hear complaints that people can't go on the internet and access these reports. But they're about 20 pages of information I can't put in the journal or pay $45 a page to put in the OWL. So what's the answer to that question?
I think we need to come up with a generalized format. And Katie and I have spoken about this too. You can't just take a snapshot right now, because this particular day we may have spent $1 million, but we're waiting on $1 million grant to come in. So if we gave you this snapshot of this particular day, we would show $1 million extra deficit. So there has to be just a short, very short, brief.
Just sure, the finances are going to fluctuate.
This
just
is
like
where
this
the
weekend,
finances
the
are going to fluctuate, but we can come up.
That's not normal salary for, you know, those guys who are working Saturday, Sunday. They didn't even get Monday off, you know, for plowing and stuff. So that's not
but
the norm.
But we can come up with, you know, we can come up with something, but that would probably be, we'll leave it here for now. Not enough info, finance, and things like infrastructure. And as I was mulling this over. I thought, you know, and we don't know right now how this is going to look, if the journal is going to stay, if council would like to keep it every month or go down twice, or once every other month or once a quarter. But as I was thinking about this, if it does keep every month, we have six subcommittees or six committees. And so we would take, for example, the first quarter, January, February, and March. January, two of the committees would write, February, the other two committees, and March, the other two. Next quarter, it continues like that. So every full quarter, you're getting at least one report from a committee. Now that puts work on us. We have to, but it's only one report per quarter. That's, you know, that, and that's just an idea, throwing it out. Could be a good idea, could be a bad idea.
No, I think that's good. It goes under not enough information that people are saying, because they're not hearing what's happening with any of the committees. You know, they're not really.
And you don't need a big, long, three-page article that nobody's going to read. You need bullet points and very concise, you know, a Reader's Digest version of what's going on.
Right.
And maybe the department gets a small, I don't want to say interview, but a small paragraph of how are things going through them.
Yeah, and usually the department heads do write in there, like Stan writes.
They're not, they will sometimes, it's a lot of articles, you know, from the police department, things that they feel they would like the residents to know about. You know, the service department generally gears theirs towards chipping and leafing and protocol and rules that go along with that. It's never... But maybe it, you know, maybe you want him to say our equipment's falling apart, and I don't know.
And as I'm thinking about this, you know, it's hard to write something every month because things don't happen every month. You know that you're always putting out the same information. But if we were tasked to put out one thing a quarter, and then you know something special came along. Of course, we would include that, or that could be included in the first page. You know, something, you know, that would be the big news on the first page.
Which we've been trying to do more of.
Yeah, lately. Yeah, and you've been, I think it's been working out very well with keeping it very factual, bullet point oriented, and giving people that information.
I think some of the frivolous stuff that's in the journal is literally frivolous.
Such as
heads will roll. I mean, come on, that really is important for me to know. I don't know if anybody's going back to Japan anyway, but that's still the point.
And when
I'm spending how much for this page out of my taxes?
And when we start talking about the journal, we can talk about that because that's a critique and that constructive criticism.
Is a duplicate of what we've gotten out.
Yes.
Okay, that's a frivolous page.
Well, I don't, hold on, I'll get back to you with that. I'm sorry, Mrs. Plato, but I have to stop you on that. I wouldn't say that's a frivolous page because I compared them. I compared both of them. And there's some things that are in your calendar that are not in ours, and vice versa.
Well, we get all the information from the village hall.
I would... They're not the same.
That we talk, the whoever Maureen Check discusses with, and I don't know who her contact is, they tell her what to put in the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what she puts in the calendar.
Yeah, and you can't see this because I...
Fix it.
We want to fix this.
Yeah, the journal is about giving good communication to the village.
Well, it's a duplicate community.
The only thing I will say, Patty, with that said, people actually have told me they like a calendar in both. To me, if that was a page you duplicate, I wouldn't see a big deal. Only because people say they like, a lot of people told me they like both publications. And so whatever one they grab first, that's the one they look at. And some of them like taking, they like just tearing. They like to keep their owls all in one piece, but they like to tear the calendar out of this one and throw it on the refrigerator. It's funny how people think, but that's how they think. They keep y'all because some people feel, you know, they keep y'all, they keep them for years. Okay, I'm one of them. Danny will tell you that. I gave them owls when you need them. I had every owl. But they tear out this calendar and they put it on their refrigerator or on their little bulletin board where their little kids are or whatever. So there is, you know, everybody. The thing is, everybody has their use in a different way.
And I have a life for money.
Right.
I have a life for money. I've always liked eating. And my taxes went up almost $900 this year. And so every penny that I'm paying, not every penny of my taxes are going to the Village of Walton Hills. I'm not saying that. But between the increase in our leverage, or whatever it's called, and I'm not, you know, I don't know those words. That's $900 that we have to do without something. It's for the year, but that's a lot of money when you are on such a fixed income.
Sure.
I can't go out and get a full-time job. What are we supposed to do? So my taxes that have gone up are taking food out of our mouths. Mm-hmm. It's taking food out of my dog's mouth. Mm-hmm. To me, my dogs are my babies. Mm-hmm. And that really ticks me off when I'm paying money for this publication, and this publication is printing things that are frivolous.
Well, that's what we're here for, to come together and meet our minds.
And you have, for every person that feels your way, there's a person, I can tell you there's a person that comes to every council meeting and told me, not here tonight, says, no way, get rid of the journal. Actually, there's another person, and loves it and gives it. So you can't, and a lot of people feel, hey, you're not getting enough communication, like Brian said.
We are
you're
not
saying,
enough.
Saying, get rid of one or the other, and some people are telling us we're not giving enough. So, just to be fair, that there's, even though there's people that feel like you, there's people that feel different. And that's what this body does. I think this
saying,
is a great thing. They're having this meeting to find a happy medium here and try to make the best for you. So
well, I'm saying we need more communication. But not frivolous communication.
Do those people also support paying to have women's clubs ads in the journal with their tax money?
I don't know. I never did ask them. But that's what something I'm asking them now. I can't. I'd be lying to you if I told you. But certain things they have told me about.
And that's what thing
I. Women's club and the I can answer that.
And that's one thing I'd like to, as we start talking about the journal specifically. We have to define the journal. What's its purpose? If we're going to keep it, what's its purpose? And from there, once you know its purpose, if it's going to be strictly government sanctioned information, you know, government village information, that's one thing. If it's going to be, to use the word potpourri of things, that's another thing. And that's what we have to talk about. What is exactly the journal for?
Well, I think that's part of the maybe frivolous stuff that Connie's saying. You know, there's a lot of graphics in the journal, which you need. And I give Katie kudos in making sure she fills out. Because as we've discussed before, Don, we know that with the OWL, everything has to be printed in 4-page increments.
Right.
You know, that's how it has to go. So sometimes you've got a lot of pages. I mean, the December issue, we had a great big Christmas tree in there with maybe a quarter of a page of an article, you know, around that and stuff. So I think that would be one of the critiques is getting all of that extra stuff out of there. Let's make it, if we're going to keep the journal however we keep it, let's make it strictly village information.
Important.
I agree with what Jennifer and Charlie have said. I believe there is room in our village for two publications. One, an official business publication that's more suitable for delivery to the businesses, and then a social publication, which has always been here. Not always, there's been a lapsus. The OWL, and then maybe we can take some of what some people, I get a lot of feedback too from the Citizen League people call me, and they consider frivolous. Yes, about the Women's Club and some of the articles. And Gloria, you are a beautiful writer, and I enjoy what you write. And I love animals as much as the next person, maybe more cats. I know that's something that I've seen Laura write about a couple of times. But maybe that would be better in a social publication as opposed to a business publication that we're sending to the businesses. And many of our citizens are very fact-oriented, not as social as some of us. I hear very frequently when the journal is delivered complaints that it's too frivolous, I guess. That's not the word that's used. There's other words that are used. But maybe we have something that has more of the beef, like that old commercial, where's the beef? And I think that they do a very good job, Katie, putting it together and all. But maybe we don't need a lot of graphics. Maybe we just need some facts. And then maybe we could put more of the social and enrich the OWL with some of the information that has been in the journal. I enjoy both, but I do hear a lot of criticisms, and that's what I wanted to share with you.
Thank you.
For the record, I was approached by some of the clubs, and I feel that it's very important to include that information. I apologize, it's also in the OWL, but the Women's Club asked to be included. 50 Plus Club is putting an article in the February issue. I'm not one to say no to any clubs. I'm not charging them. I think it's valuable information. And frankly,
are you spending my money?
Well, I don't have people to give me the content. Do you want me to hire another person to write all of our content?
No.
I don't have somebody to do it. That's the problem.
Not the content, Katie. When you put any of the clubs in the journal, those pages cost, what, $100 a page?
Sure.
Okay. And who's paying for that? It's taxpayers.
Well, where do we put recreation and club news? So
the club, it's in 1950.
No, I'm just asking. I'm saying,
what,
just,
it's been
where
in
should
the
we
album.
Put recreation and
well,
all
I
the
I didn't say recreation. That's me, this, the government. The
recreation
department
so
is always.
Recreation is journal.
We would love to have the recreation in the OWL. I'm not saying against it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the clubs get free pages, two free pages a month in the OWL. That's been since day one,
okay.
1957.
56.
Thank you so much for my correction. All right, the point is they get two free pages. If they want a third page, it's paid for. It's paid what we are charged. We don't make 5 cents on it. We charge them what the printer charges us.
So the clubs themselves should be looking at the OWL for club information. And
as they
in the
have
clubs
since 1956.
Should know to look in the OWL for club information.
Yeah.
And in that case, then you can maybe get rid of a page or two in the journal, which would cut costs. So maybe clubs need to know 50s, women's, used to be men's clubs, should know that you got to look in the OWL to find things, don't
they?
You
always
know?
Have.
Okay, and I'm just saying. So that way you get rid of a page or two in the journal for clubs. Not that you don't like the clubs.
No. But
and it'd be recreation news only in the journal, and you deal with that. So if you could knock off a page or two, you know, at times you could knock down that cost. And it's a little bit. Right now it's $780 a month for the journal. $780 right now.
Just remember, everything is 4 pages.
Yeah, I'm just, well,
and you can't look at the page, you got to look at 4 pages.
And, as far as the calendars, I agree with you. I think it should be in both. If we keep both, I think we should be in both. But as I said before, I compared the two calendars. And what's in the journal that's not in the OWL is, and whether these are right or wrong, I'm not making any statements on that. It's just they differ. What's in the journal that is not in the OWL is let me see here. Women's exercise class on Thursday the 3rd. And those go every Thursdays, the women's exercise class. We have it listed, the journal doesn't. I mean, sorry, the Walton Hills OWL doesn't. The morning meeting with the mayor is listed in the OWL, but it's not listed in our journal.
like someone has to get the editor so here.
Exactly. Owl deadline is listed in the Owl, but not in our
That's
journal.
Why we're addressing.
There are different things. Carol's Bookworms is in the Owl. It is in the journal, but it's called Book Club. So they're called two different things. That might be confusing to somebody. So my point is, there needs to be one. You know, whether you pick this up or this up, you're getting exactly the same information. I would like to see that myself personally.
I think the solution to that, if we decide to keep the calendar in the Owl, in the journal, is the one person that the Owl's person should be contacting, because the journal doesn't have the Michelangelo's Winery on the 31st either. Unfortunately, the Owl, and I take full responsibility, shows our council meeting on the 22nd still. So that just slid right past me, you know, in going through things. But I think that would put a solution to that, because that way both sides would be getting the exact same information. I don't know, Katie, do you do the calendar?
I do.
Okay, so, and I think, but I think for the Owl, the contact person is Lisa.
Yes.
So, you know, we've got a third person in there, so that's where we're missing information.
Can one person? There's got to be.
Right, that's why I said if we stick with one person and one person, we can make sure that everything's, you know, the exact same day by day then.
Okay.
And that's where I come. That's where me as the mayor, administratively, and that's why I'm here tonight.
Can the journal be streamlined from 12 pages down to 8? 4 pages, kind of go like you say.
Sure.
I mean, I may not be, you know, like you say, yes, we can do it. Now, there's a big, big savings there. Government only, and that'll take maybe a group of a couple people to talk to and figure it out with you guys, et cetera. And then what would the Owl need? What would they like to have that would be in the journal now? Is there, what would you would take?
If you're going to maintain the journal, it's going to come out every month.
Possibly eight pages in bigger
depth. If that's what the plan is.
Yeah, well, I'm just throwing it out.
We will print anything that the government would like us to print.
What would you think that, if you what would you think they don't have in their government-wise? That, what would you think that you don't have government-wise that would might be nice to know?
The recreation news, the whole page.
I can tell you what some of the residents said.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he's got all the surveys.
While you're passing those out, I counted the pages in the journal of what I thought was official government information and what I thought was not official government information. I counted 6 pages of official government information, not including the calendar. The calendar would make it 7. I'm just talking about, the pages of government information. There's 6 pages, 7 if you include the calendar. This is 12 pages long. So, obviously, we get, thank you, sir.
These are results from the survey.
Can I have one?
I'll share mine with the.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
I hate to go back to the old past. I had a book growing up, okay? There were 2 stories in the book. One was going this way, and when you were done with that story, you turned it on the other side, and there was the other story. You basically turned it upside down. Mm-hmm. Can we not get together, merge together, and come up with one publication, and we're dividing the journal news with our recreation news, and people will know eventually to look at just turning that. It's one thing, we're saving some money. Maybe Mr. Besnick can say, with your printing,
Is it even feasible?
You know, one of the things I've realized, it takes about an hour per page, and it's going to be probably three per layout. It takes about an hour per page.
At least, yes.
You know, and you don't have labor in that. You really can take a look at it. The other thing is, it's really difficult for people to write. Most people don't write very much. And when you start talking about, there's a couple of things that I was looking at here on the survey, are really labor intensive. And when you start talking about condensing minutes, doing stuff like that, and not only that, but everybody's is doing so from their lens, so it's how they look at stuff, so they don't know what's important to them may not be important to anybody else, but what they're doing that anyway. But there's a couple of things, too, that there's some cost savings to do. One is that there's a governmental rate for postage. And you're right now at 22 cents, and I'm paying 16.3 in third-class postage. There are three carrier routes in Walton Hills, and there's a fourth one that's partial, which is over by Sealy. That area on Alexander Road and Sealy, that's over in Bedford, carrier route. But the governmental rate that we're paying, I think, is the school is like 11 cents. So you may want to take a look at that if you get a permit for government. And the post office is government, the special rate. The other, and I think you need to go back and take a look at it. Katie probably would have a better idea on this thing, but how much labor, how many hours you're putting in this thing? 4 hours is probably pretty conservative. The fact of the matter is when you start doing this, and again, trying to look at what's important, trying to qualify what's important on that. You know, she being an editor, the mayor's got an idea what he wants, this council people, you may all have an idea of what you think is important. And she's trying to guess what everybody's thinking is important. And then the people are looking for something. And it's not easy. I can only tell you that I know with what I'm doing with Liberty News that every month it's like finals in college. And I've got 3 or 4 days where I spend 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes on that paper. So it's not easy to do that. But I think the other thing too that we're talking about, like going down to 8 pages, that's something that's really difficult to do. Maybe we've got advertising.
Yeah, very well could be.
Yeah, we've got advertising. The problem is you look at the income coming in. And that's an essential part of what you're trying to get done in here.
Or to get in what you want.
Right. And you can do it on 8 pages. You're advertising, you take up 4 of those pages.
I think the important part to take away from that also is the amount of time that Katie's being taken away from her other job duties.
Right.
To be doing this.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and initially we talked about, Gloria even said that the journal should be strictly and only official village business. So is it possible that we could do that, moving the journal to possibly 8 pages on a quarterly basis, so we're not losing 12 hours of work out of Katie every month?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure her talents are much more needed in other areas.
I don't think you'd be able to do 8 pages if you do quarterly. Because if it's quarterly,
it would have to be
you need
long.
That much more information. It's actually grow.
Yes. Well, the thing that we had talked about was if the journal was quarterly, putting in extra information into the OWL instead. So that could be distributed to the residents, such as a service department, a police blotter, a council summary, legislation, and then either do a sum up, or a look ahead, for the next quarter coming.
Right.
Which is one of the other things that would go under general critiques. People say they are only finding out about it afterwards. And that could go to part of council and having to make sure that we're not doing everything just as an emergency, but, a heads up to residents of the legislation we're looking at, what's mm-hmm. coming up, what's going to be voted on also.
What was that?
Are you sending... How are you getting it to the printer?
Electronically.
Electronically, so it'll be electronically. Mm-hmm. Which program are you using for layout?
I just took over doing this a few months ago. This has never been my job.
Yeah.
I have someone who did not want to do it, and unfortunately Jane is not here anymore to do it. So I've been very thankful to our printer that I've been able to send things to them piecemeal, and she helps format, and she's not charging me extra to do that right now.
Did you really need to go to a program called InDesign?
I have InDesign. I'm not doing the layouts. I'm not doing the formatting. I send her the stuff.
This is why we're having this. I appreciate that. This is why we're having.
We want to figure out where we're going with this.
Exactly.
Mrs. Rumming brought up a thing that we will eventually discuss. What's this going to look like? Is it going to stay a standalone thing? Do we as council and the mayor want it to be standalone? Do we want it eventually to be merged with the OWL, as Mrs. Rumming said? I personally think that no matter what happens, there needs to be a clear delineation that this is official government information and this is social stuff. Whether it's under maybe delivered by the OWL, save on postage, and stuck in there, I don't know. That's another idea. And eventually maybe merged into two with two different headers, as Mrs. Rumming said. So you know you're clearly looking at the Journal or you're looking at the OWL, and there was one publication. I noticed I did count our advertisers. Does Carol James Flores pay us to?
She gives us free floral
the flowers, right. So really the only two advertisements, but they're full page color advertisements, which I'm sure aren't that cheap, are the Hard Rock and University Hospitals, right? Those are the only advertisers this has. So
until the Hard Rock goes away, you don't know what's going to happen in the future.
Well, exactly. Exactly. But this is another thing
in
cost where I think if we do keep this standalone or not, no matter what happens, I think the committee has to come up with a way of finding more revenue for this article. Don't laugh at me.
If you start selling advertising, you guys are going to get a lot more labor.
Well, that's what they pay us for. You know, we that's what they pay us for. You know, our job is more than just coming to a meeting and then going home. You know, I do most of my work at home or other places than sitting right here. But if that's what we got to do, and I think that's one thing we do have to do, is look for more revenue for this if we're gonna do that.
Well, that would only make sense. I mean, Mr. Mesnick's paper is at no cost to residents. The OWL is certainly at no cost to residents or the Village Hall, you know, at this point.
Right.
But the OWL manages to put out every month completely covered by advertising dollars. You know,
right.
We're
if
the ones
the
that go out
can do
door
it
to door.
And the Liberty News can do it, why can't we do it?
I can tell you why. I'm really serious. I mean, the thing about it, there's two things about the newspaper. The OWL has been around since 1956. Liberty News has been around since 1984. The fact is that over the last 10 years, that got 1.7 million newspapers. People expect it to be there. It's there every month. So looking forward to it. And you know, the response that I get from people, and Jennifer, you probably say the same thing, is because people expect it to be there. You deal with deadlines. One of the real problems you run into when you talk about advertising, you have Katie doing this stuff, you're running for deadlines. And all of a sudden you get an ad that's got to go in the paper, which is already got it laid out. It almost becomes, you really start talking about something that
Well, that stuff we can work on. We're talking generalities right now, and if we have to work on that, then we will, you know.
In my opinion, you're better to put most of the stuff into the OWL. They're already doing it. People are reading the OWL. And I would go out with your Journal once a quarter, and then take things that are really important, get that in the Journal. One of the things I've done, people are interested in history. Third of the people that I've surveyed want history, and they'd like to know what's happening. The history of how Walt Hill's got to be for this. Now you have people that you figure that the average.
Well, that's something that the OWL used to put in there with Gene Kasinger all the time. So
And we still have those articles. It just hasn't been time to start rerunning them.
Right.
Well,
not
even critiques,
you're
really good
at
writing history.
So, oh, absolutely. She had degrees in writing.
Are we done with general critiques? There's no. Actually, if this is all we got, we're doing really good. As far as general critiques.
What is the cost per household?
I don't know what it is per household. All you have to do is divide it up. It's we run, we cost $9,381.80 a year. So you have 11, it goes about
$1,200.
About $9 a household.
Per year.
Yeah. So let's move over to the journal then, and we can take some of these and stick them over to the journal. Yeah, go ahead, Miss.
Even though the OWL is delivered to each and every household that in the village, and we are definitely supported by our advertisers, and we ask people to please patronize our advertisers. We lose advertisers.
Sure.
Tony Vaselli passed away. He's one of our advertisers.
Right.
Okay? So we do accept any donations.
Right. And you do look for advertisers too, and
please.
And that. That's okay. So as far as council goes, we have to determine a couple of things. We have to determine what we want the journal for, you know, first of all, official government business, or we want it, you know. And I'll remind everybody, the journal started, that was not a Kevin Hurst thing, which I got an email and with that insinuating that, and it is not. The journal came about because the OWL ceased publication, and so we needed to get information out to the residents, and Mayor Anielski started this, correct?
Well, she had a quarterly report she started.
She started the quarterly report and morphed into this.
Right.
So I'll be brutally honest, as long as we're critiquing, I don't want to end up in that situation again, having put all of our exactly, and then having that pulled out from us again. Now we have to start all over. So I'm
well.
Very
the last
hesitant.
Time, though, also when the OWL was stopping production, it was because the Kane Singers were retiring.
Yes.
They could no longer do it. They were still doing everything by hand. They had in their living room 2 8-foot tables with all of the pages laid out that she hand-typed herself, you know, and was putting together and cutting and pasting to do the whole layout. So Jean and Bob were doing all of that by hand and then taking it to a printer to be duplicated from that. Now, while there is extremely time-consuming, I know, to do layout, it's all done electronically instead, you know, now. And I'm not near retirement age, and you're not near retirement age. So, and Connie's not allowed to leave because she handles all of our advertisers. And Terry's our treasurer, so we need her too.
Uh-huh.
Neither of them can go.
Volunteers.
But we would always take volunteers. But what I'm saying is it's not the exact same situation right now as it was then, and okay. The production of it's not the same as it was then also for the mm-hmm. Kanesingers to be handling every single month. Their mm-hmm. vacations worked around production of the OWL.
Right.
You know.
So I think that as far as bringing this to council as a whole, the first questions that we as a committee have to ask council as a whole is, do we want to continue the journal as is for right now until we work through these things, number one, or does council want to just shelve it and stick it all in the OWL? You know, we need to get some consensus direction from council as a whole.
Well, the first question, like you said, is what do we want the journal to represent?
And what do we want the journal to represent?
Well, and as mayor, I'm going to interrupt a little bit.
Go ahead.
I have a little say-so in how I feel, and I've stated it before. To me, I think we, I don't feel ever to get rid of the journal. I think the village needs a face that is strictly governmental. I think the publication, you have a thing that says what's good, let's talk about what's good. And we all know it. I mean, because you guys get the same feedback. People do like the very way, they do like the way this looks. At the same time, which I've been very honest with, people do like the way that looks. They feel this nostalgia. They like, it's something that makes them feel good. It's been that way. You're talking to a guy who collects them, okay? I put them somewhere, and Mary yells at me because she thinks I should throw them out, but I save them, okay? Because I save everything, okay? So what's good, if you put what's good?
Shiny paper.
People, I mean, you guys here. Fair, I mean, that's what we're, there's no doubt, right? I mean,
but we get critiques.
Do I feel the village, to me, if you have my opinion, and I do publicly, I think the village needs something that they put out. Now, whether it's every other month, whether it's quarterly, that's fine. But my vote, and I know I don't vote, there's six council people. My opinion is we should definitely have to keep something. Can we reduce the cost of it? Can we do different things? Yes, and that's why we're here, and that's why we're approaching it and looking at it. I would be against, at least my opinion is, totally get rid of it. So that's why I'm glad that you guys are tasking this and to see what's best for the residents.
That actually is my opinion also. I think what's good about it is the shiny paper. That can go in both columns. I just put it in both columns. The bad part is the shiny paper because it costs money to make that shiny paper. So if we work on this, this could be an action item to work on getting this cost down to making the shiny paper. If somehow we could make that shiny paper for next to nothing or nothing like the Owl does and like the Liberty News does, then it's all in the good count, right?
But another thing that's in the good count, and these are all minor things, but color. Is they like the idea, it's deliberate. I mean, they do, to me it doesn't matter, I go to my mailbox, that's the thing I do, but some people like it in their mail, where they get it, they go in their mailbox, it's in their mailbox, versus, I'm sure you guys hear the same thing. I'm just, you know, what's good about it, it comes with your mail.
Mm-hmm. This lady's been go ahead.
There's such a contrast between the Journal and the Owl as far as quality. I think that some of the printing in the Owl should really be much better than it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you go around to different, you know, get estimates from different printing companies, but it certainly could be better.
But remember,
especially,
we're here
especially
to fix the Journal. The Owl's a private publication. I mean, we want to share with how they do their businesses, how I can tell you as mayor, I'm not here to, or in council, we got to stay focused. We're not here to run the lot. It's a private, just like we're not here to run the lake, but when we enter into an agreement with them, they, we expect them to provide their share. So if we did have pages, then we would expect
the
something different.
A month?
But
the
really, this is something we're doing. This is what council needs.
A month.
But not that we don't want to, you know, share things and stuff. But I'm just saying our big focus has to be to, like you said, Brian, find out what we're going to do.
Well, yeah. I think one thing we could do is if we wanted to try to merge in a way with the Owl. I know the Owl had said that they would be willing to make sure all village papers are either at the center, you know, of the Owl, or, you know, possibly helping to reduce cost of delivering, you know, with the Owl,
mm-hmm.
the Journal and that too. The Owl also spoke about possibly getting a full color wrap, just our outside pages. Mm-hmm. And actually I had a publication, I might have left it in my car or at home, that I get, I still get this from my grandfather. He would get from Amish country, and it's something that shows, but it's more of the paper quality like this,
but it does have color in it, which mm-hmm. is something that the OWL is going to look at as production costs also. And, you know, we could talk about all of that with the OWL, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, one thing I thought of, would the OWL be receptive, and it's just an idea, would the OWL be receptive to joining forces as far as advertising dollars and creating a publication like this, if we can do it for nothing, that the advertising dollars could cover? Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's up to you guys to talk about and have a very, like we said, a delineation of what's official government business and what's the OWL. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's an option. You know, if the OWL delivered this, I know the mayor said some people like getting it in the mailbox, but if the OWL were to deliver this, we'd save, just to the residents, $2,000 a year, $2,200 a year. Now that brings that down to $7,100 a year, all right? And we're looking to cut costs. So that's something we could bring to council and the mayor, and we can talk about it at a COW meeting if you'd like to do, and see if we can get some sort of a vote or consensus to do that, or if we want to stay completely separate.
Well, I think you can, you know, the mailing, why can't you put the journal in with the OWL? You're going to that house anyway.
Right, that's what we're talking
okay.
about.
Yeah. No, you keep them separate.
But put it in there.
You deliver it, same time you're saving on the postage. You can cut down on how many times we print the journal. It can be every other month or whatever, or cut it in half. You're going to save money then. We can be more concise with what we're doing, the information that we put in there. As you said, Brian, 1 month could be safety, and next month could be infrastructure, and the recreation, and whatever.
Yeah, and I'll be the first to admit, I've been lax, and I was head of the infrastructure committee, and it's been taken over by my esteemed colleague, who will hopefully do a better job than I did in the last with getting information out. I used to put information out regularly when things were happening, like Sagamore Road and things like that. We were doing construction, but it's difficult every month to put something out. You're like, okay, well, what are we doing? I used to call Dan Stuckey, and he'd say, well, you know, this, and say, well, we already wrote about that, you know.
Well, here would be a thing then, if you decided, or council decided, to go quarterly with the journal, why could we not do those reports monthly online?
Sure. I also think this, we should, it's almost like kill them with kindness. Everything in here, like the calendar, should have a big note on it. This information could change. For the latest updates, check the website.
Yep.
And I know several people don't go on the computer. Exactly. But, and that's another thing. If we could put out an email this electronically, like the OWL started doing,
yes.
People might not want to get this.
And
in
their electronic copies are all in color.
So that's something we could possibly put in here, a question, or
we
not
did
a question.
Do that. We got about five people that wanted an email. So.
But is it in there every month?
We did it for about 3 months last year.
I would put it in there every month. It's just me. We'll see how we, you know, how it works or whatever. If you want it electronically, email whoever at the Village Hall. And it's just an ongoing thing. You know, people move in here, well, I don't want to look at another piece of paper in my mail. You know, and some people like the hard copy.
They are all on the website every month, too, though.
And they are on the website. Okay. And you can, and see, I forgot that information, too. And I did know that, but I'll stand here and say I forgot that, too. I think it needs to be put here somewhere that these are available online. You know,
if you come up with an idea of the journal being inserted in the owl, you have something in it for the owl. These people all volunteer for us. So
the joy of helping us.
No, because they're going to work. Yeah, they're going to work. So I would suggest that mailing money goes right to them. That $2,400 a year that
we're
you're
not saving.
Well, then Mrs. Flato is saying,
"She wants the money."
Yeah.
Then
we're not saving any money. We're causing more people.
Yeah,
work.
We're not saving any money, but we're getting peace. I'm more for getting peace among the little stresses that we have. I'd rather.
We're still spending this though.
We're still spending that, and I'm actually fine with that. That's $780 a month. If you had the owl do their, they're doing all this for free. And if you took that mailing cost and gave it to them, I'm just trying to look for it.
I would agree, and I'm sure maybe they would say, hey, we'll even give it to you cheaper than that, so it's a win-win for both of them. I mean, it would be something think about or something. But
and
when
that's,
we first
that's
had
not
our discussion
I'm just
with the owl, it is about, Tom, you are right. It is about...
I'm ready to get along. I mean,
exactly. You know, it's about that. You know, it's about having an old paper that's been around a long time and still exists. And something new. Is Benny
you're the writer in T.
Yes.
Something that can be worked.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
I was going to say, rather than giving money out of the treasury, if you would somehow we could share the advertisers.
Give you work.
Well, that's how. That's what I said. If we could share the advertisers.
The advertisers, it would. Be very beneficial.
Get the journal just government like, get in there what you need, work together, share some, whatever. I mean,
because our advertising prices for the owl are very reasonable. And that's one of our things that we tell our future advertisers is that we are all a volunteer organization. We always have been a volunteer organization, and therefore our prices are extremely reasonable. And if you really look at the owl, the majority of our advertisers are small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They're local businesses.
Well, the owl has the reputation of their advertisers being trustworthy.
Exactly. You know, somebody will say, I need somebody to fix plumbing.
Word of mouth is very good here.
Yes, it is. And this small bird, believe me, word of mouth is
Irene can sneeze at her house and three doors away the neighbor said, bless you.
Don't worry about that. But I really would like to have Gloria and Jennifer, Brian, Don. I would like to look at these suggestions that people
I'm reading them now,
have
yeah.
said. Some of them make no sense whatsoever, but we put them down.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, we can't do a thing on the cable prices.
Right.
But
as the owl, we can't do anything with MGM or Ford Plant or Mayer News or tax services.
Well, at the same time, the journal can't do nothing with school chat or anything.
Absolutely.
Like that. But you know, it's something about your survey. If we look at it, okay, these are your top ones. I'm guessing what we put here. These are what most people.
But that's all the comments that were submitted
so far.
No, but your residents interested, you had 9, 12, 6, and 9. These
right.
seem like your big ones.
Yeah.
Your big ones. They're just what we
talked
about.
Well, those are the things that were written out.
But it's just what we talked about. Council
yeah.
News,
right.
Police Blotter, Recreation Department, Information Service Department.
Right.
Okay. So, really, what the people responded to is what you started off your meeting with.
Right.
We're right on track. Just. Yeah. That's
just getting the information out and being better at getting that type of information out. And if it works out like we, you know, each committee writes something quarterly for their committee to get that information out, that might work. If we stay monthly,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's something I wrote up here to ask council.
Frequency. Right.
Do we want to consider having the owl deliver the journal with the owl? What do we want the journal to represent? know, I myself, I'll state here, I can verbatim mayor. I mean, I think we need a voice just for village business. And this does, as she left, Mary Ann was saying, this does go to businesses too. So I think we need that delineation of what's more business oriented and things like that, that they would be more interested in. You know, they're not interested in the women's club, you know, obviously,
no,
and things like that.
Probably not. But, senior services.
Right, the services
snow plowing.
And what's going on.
I mean, does it need to go to the businesses at all? Are they interested in this information?
Yeah, I was just saying, we talked, me, Katie, and myself, and Tom Jordan, our economic development consultant, talked that maybe we do need to have something in here that's business related. You know, maybe feature one business a month, like a lot of different communities, if you go to their thing like Macedonia in their paper, they feature a business each month. They take, you know, there are 70 businesses, they got a lot more, but our 70 businesses, I know we talked about it, and say, okay, feature this business. Kind of gives the residents a little thing, gives them a little advertising thing. And that's something we talked about that we think would be good. I think residents will look at that as not a frivolous page, they can look at it as education, and also kind of a PR, right? I know we've talked about too, a PR for our businesses.
Jane used to do
businesses. Yeah, right. We used to, we also did, the Journal at one time was doing the
resident,
which was nice too. But that might,
that was
the
actually
business thing might be something we need to.
Along those lines, that was something that I was going to talk with you about at another time, maybe a collaboration between the two of us with economic development and the mayor's office of a quarterly, just newsletter of services offered to the businesses, things like that, you know,
right,
that we could maybe send out collectively to them.
And that could be part of our economic development thing, the report, and maybe feature a business.
Yeah. Well, I was saying, my thought was like specifically just for our businesses, you know, like the services that are out there, the tax credits that they could get, information on hiring veterans, things like that.
But not being a whole separate.
Yeah, that was just a conversation I was going to have with you about,
okay,
yeah, about the businesses. But it could be something, you know, as we talk more about it, that we could include with the OWL. But
I think Fred had a question.
I'm sorry, Fred.
Did you have a question? I thought you had a
hand. I was just, you know, when you're talking, cutting it back, let's say quarterly, and you're going to cut this out, cut that out, you have two major advertisers. You have the Hard Rock, and you have University Hospitals. Now, are they going to want to keep their advertisement in there if we cut that to the point where, you know, why are we in this magazine?
Right.
Now you start cutting back to a quarterly magazine, they're going to want an adjustment as far as the money. So now
your advertising revenue is less.
You're cutting back.
Well, that would be something that would have to be found out with those two advertisers. And again, we don't know. We certainly hope from a village standpoint that MGM is going to continue, but we all read about the sign change coming soon.
They're not going to pay for 12 months.
Oh, no, agreed.
Yeah.
And not if it's quarterly,
and
they
so,
shouldn't be.
So you're going to make that adjustment, so you're going to be right back where you start.
But logistically, you would assume if you're cutting back to only four times a year and their advertising is only four times a year.
They almost half the cost.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big number. That's what I mean. So.
But yeah, but we don't know that.
No,
But that's a good question. I wrote
before
it there. Something
you
to find
it,
out.
Though,
the research.
You have to know, right?
You have to know. I mean, otherwise.
Right.
Are you the one who contacts the advertiser?
I work with our current advertisers. I'm not proactively searching for more advertising.
But do they say, do you call them and say, we're going to be doing a January edition? Do you want to advertise?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it already in motion?
They're generally already in motion. I send them invoices and they, you know, I just tell them I need it by this date and they send it to me.
And so it's like monthly you're billing them?
Yes.
So if you would go to quarterly, it would just be that much less money.
Yeah, if they were okay with only running four times a year, that would be up to the advertiser.
Right.
So but if they don't want that, then we could lose them.
There, right? That is just hanging out there.
There's no money. I think you should move one of these to council.
But I think Fred's point is we're in danger of losing those advertisers if we go to less, which is a valid option.
Personally, I wouldn't think that they even know how many pages are in the journal. I have never had one of our advertisers tell me, well, how many pages do you put out?
I'm sure University Hospital and well, soon be MGM, but the Hard Rock, I'm sure they have somebody in charge. That looks at that every month.
They want to know their circulation.
They don't necessarily
want to know how many pages are in.
No, but they want to see their ads.
Their name.
They want to see their name.
Oh, yes.
They want you to use Bedford Hospital. UH wants you to go to Illusion, Bedford. They want to put their name out there. They love it that the clinic's not in here and UH is in here. Wouldn't they love it that Bedford's not in here?
But what they're
just like MGM. Every large company has so much money to spend in the community they are. It's good PR for them. It's
right.
MGM's going to be, they're going to continue, but they're going to have everything because they want us to see MGM. So I look at that every day and I say, I'm going to go up to the corner. I'm going to see what they're
advertising their contest, right? Their cruise contest right now?
Yeah.
So that's very timely for them.
Yeah. So I don't think that's going to change. I think they want to put, they like this, mm-hmm. and they'll continue with it. Because whether it's monthly, whether it's every other month, or whether it's quarterly, it's something that's going to all of us who use those facilities. That's just, can I say something? That's up to Brian, who's the chair.
Sure, go ahead, make it brief.
Well, a couple issues here. You need to think in terms of the journal as a marketing tool for people moving into Walton Hills. You have a beautiful community here. You really do. And I'll tell you, most of the people coming here are not familiar with Walton Hills at all. But you have a lake, you have something here that you really are awesome. And you need to have, in my opinion, that journal has got to sell Walton Hills. The other thing that you have is 58% of homes right now in Walton Hills are owned by seniors. You're going to have an enormous change in demographics in the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. We've seen that already in Bedford Heights. Not so much in Oakland. The fact that we're seeing that, where the shift, now we're at 88% of our kids are African American at school. Mm-hmm. That's never going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is that you know, we're doing certain things with the school. I'm talking to the school board member. We've been able to reduce our costs now. We're only going for living about once every 5 years. That's really unusual. We have no debt. Your disability is really unusual for a school district. But we've done stuff over the last 20 years to make that happen. So we have some things in there in terms of quality. And we're going to be able to attract people to come to the Bedford School District. They're going to have a different color than they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is they have money. And that's where she's over the village. We have a lot of professional people moving into the community. But this journal has got to sell. That's what you really want to make sure. It's not just about news. The other reason why you have MGM and you have University Hospital is because you have 58% of the people are senior citizens. I mean, that's the reason why the South River News, I'm getting a lot. You know, the people I'm getting right now are from Woodside, Embassy Suites, Walton Manor. I mean, these people want to get to this market, mm-hmm. because we are almost like the senior capital of the world. It's the Bedford School District. And the thing about it is when you start to think, you've got to start thinking in terms of planning. What's this going to look like 25, 50 years ago? Right. Things are going to change. We've been around a long time. We've seen these changes.
As I'm looking at the survey results, and Gloria came up with a good thing that if I could get a clean copy from somebody, I'll make copies for all of council so they have these.
I can email it to you.
Okay, just email it to me, and I'll print them off.
What about this, Brian? Is somebody going to take this information and put it down?
Yeah.
I think one thing to remember, too, I mean, I'm pro-village information getting out. I'm obviously pro-OWL, you know, taking over the reins for the last 8 years or whatever now.
Mm-hmm.
But one good thing that the Owl can offer the village is you are not restricted to that four-page layout. Mm-hmm. If the village decided they only wanted to put three pages into the Owl, then that's it. It's up to the Owl for their four-page layout. Mm-hmm. You know, things like if you had five pages or seven or six, mm-hmm. you know, that would take a lot of burden off of Katie, you know, and stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have another idea. I like your idea that you're looking for what the journal should be mm-hmm. and what the Owl should be. I came in here thinking that it would be a merge. I always did. That was my thought. And if you want to keep the journal the way it is and it's inserted in the Owl, because all the information's got to get out. The government stuff got to get to, I want to read everything about the government stuff. I want to read every page in the Owl, and I do every month. I always thought that it would be somehow to get it, however it could be done, mm-hmm. if it could work, it satisfy all parties. Maybe some people only want a journal, only want help, but still, everybody wants all that information.
Right. Government That's information, the
journal,
thing.
Whatever, all stuff, everybody loves. I love the old time feel out. I like to read the mistakes. I don't care. You know, I do the same thing when I email. So I like the old time Andy of Mayberry. It's not Andy of Mayberry.
No,
but it's more Saturday Evening Post than it is.
Well, my wife watches Andy Griffith every morning. I'm reading the paper. She's watching Andy Griffith. You know, I like the old style.
Hey, that's okay. I went to the Andy Griffith Festival too.
Yeah, I'm telling you what. So I like the information in the journal. I thought somehow if you could aim that towards council, can we kind of get together somehow?
Well, that's what we're doing, Tom. In a sense, we're merging them.
Yeah.
We're keeping two separate, but by us sharing or paying, we would be paying, we're going to try to lower the thing, but pay the Owl to distribute some of that.
Government information journal. So, you know, you're getting a lot closer before today. You're getting a lot closer. Just this meeting, I think so.
And that's something for us to possibly bring to council in the future, and council and the mayor to consider, and for the Owl to consider in the future. What, you know, is the Owl even receptive to merging? If we were to say we want better print because it's going to businesses, you know, if that as a council that's what we said, would the Owl be receptive to that and trying to figure out how to accomplish that? You know. If it's going to be, you know, under one cover somehow, and that's something that the Owl has to explore and we have to explore.
Well, as soon as council, you know, decides, it can be taken to the Owl and discussed.
If that's something
with them, what the possibilities are.
If that's something council wants to explore doing, mm-hmm. We can do that. I did look at these. Survey results, and the things that are in here that we do currently: road repair and replacement schedule, senior rate on cable services. I put that down for a government thing. The Ford plant and the MGM information on that. That's all infrastructure stuff. Tax services provided to residents. That's Ms. Kapuska.
That was in January. Angela wrote an article.
Yeah, and. Senior services, well with Kay Kapuska and information, that's in there quite frequently. Condensed council minutes, that's hard to do. It's so much easier to post them on the website if somebody actually wants to read council minutes. And that's something we can talk about in the future. And we talked briefly in the past about new technologies, getting the council meetings out to residents who either don't want to bother coming to the council meeting or want to come, but they're homebound. Whether that's an internet access.
You had talked about that before, Brian, about a free webcam and things like that it could be live streamed. Bedford does.
You know, but that's something we can work on this year if council wanted to go in that direction. Mm-hmm. We'd have to get, you know.
And the audio is on.
But that's a cost.
That's free.
Now you're getting that too.
No, that's free.
That was free.
Yeah, that's the only cost would be a laptop and a camera, and it would stream to YouTube, and YouTube would archive all of the meetings, and you could go on there and pick,
as
you know, January
entity.
Whatever meeting and watch it. Mm-hmm. But granted, there would probably be When I listen to the meetings on the phone, Katie's generous enough to put her phone up there, and I'm wherever I am listening in on the meetings. Sometimes it's hard, somebody comes to the mic and it's very hard to hear. So if we do something like that, we have to have quality audio so people can clearly hear and understand what's going on.
Do you know what with that, Brian? Let's see how many people here listen to a meeting this chamber.
Listen to
a council meeting. The whole thing.
On the computer?
On the computer. How many people here didn't listen to Jane?
Well, most of the people here were at the meeting.
Most of the people here were here.
But I'm just saying, these are people that are interested in what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Just us.
But I observed it. I was here.
But that's why I don't think that streaminess and that. There's a 200 people that know what's going on in this village. That's it.
Well, but here's the thing, Tom.
If you're lucky.
Here's the thing, Tom.
That video thing and all that. I don't think people, they either show up, if they're not here, they're not interested, or if they listen, to me in December.
And I agreed with you to a point.
I don't think people do it.
And I agreed with you to a point, Tom, but we have not enough information.
That should be printed.
Not enough. Well, it should be printed, but there are a lot of people that live their lives on their cell phones and computers too. And if it's my argument to that would be, and this is the argument, I'm for doing it. And my argument to council is going to be, if it's free,
yeah,
or pretty much free, if five people in the village look at it, well, that's five people.
Awesome.
We can at least say you've got another option.
Right.
To look at the council meetings and find out what's going on.
And you're right, if it's free, sure, why not? But the bottom line is that a naysayer say, well, I don't know anything. Well, it's right there. Well, they don't do it. So you can just go like that to somebody who doesn't
right.
This is being
yeah, I mean, if it costs us $1,000 a month, I'd say, well, no,
right.
we're not doing it.
No, I agree with you. Do it for free, but the bottom line is the people that are
I don't expect
shit.
We're going to get 100 people a month watching our things. We may get one or something like that, or two. Or the word might get out, and some homebound people in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
We do have some in the village.
Exactly.
Well, it's not just that, too. If we have 58% right now currently as seniors, we are obviously going to be eventually getting younger people moving in, and they do everything on their phones or tablets.
Right. So, I mean, it's just another
venue. So it could be something that evolves.
To offer... If we can do it at no expense.
I agree. And I was just spending all the fatigue, but well, you're not...
Well, exactly. Yeah, and that's things that we have to explore.
So is that moving away from the recordings I'm putting online?
No, you still have to, by law, we have to record them and put them
in. No, but I post them on the website. The audio, so is it the audio is gone and we're doing live streams only, or we're doing both?
Yeah. If it's
the same thing.
But what I'm getting at with the survey results are things we already do, but possibly, we could do with more frequency and do a little bit better. In terms of how we get that information out.
You're welcome for giving the village a survey. You're welcome.
Was this just 1 month of a survey?
It was in November, December, January, it'll be again in February.
So you got 13 responses.
Actually, I don't think that was all of them.
You said you received 13 replies.
So, speaking constructively, constructive criticisms about the journal, or what do you think that's good about it that we can work on, regardless of whether this thing stays monthly, or we go down to quarterly, or we have it mailed with the owl, or whatever we do, the journal itself, how it's... the articles and things like that. Can anybody think of anything different?
Color.
Well, we got
shiny
paper,
that's
on both sides.
And the next thing is, I want to know what happens every month. I want monthly information.
You want monthly
information. I want to know what's going on every month of pertinent stuff that we want to know. I want to know that stuff. I mean,
well, but he's asking right now, as the journal stands, what do you see as being good in it?
All the government information that I need to know what's going on. in this village. I like the monthly government information. That because the owl provides me everything else. You know, I mean, and if you guys converge and insert, I'd rather have
the government. Then what you're saying is, and I think this is something definitely, I think, Brian, you were going for, and we just got off track a little bit, that if, and this is just if, however we go about, if they both coexist, whether this is monthly, every other month, quarterly, this should be strictly government. And then if the village puts stuff in the owl, it should be more police blotter, the citations, things like that. I mean, that could be in here, but those kind of things are kind of walk the line a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then the organizations go in there, and you got to start somewhere, like you said, because then you don't even know. It's too hard for, I know Katie's not the only, Katie brings this whole thing together and works very hard with it. I drive her crazy because she sends it to me so many times. The other departments,
that finance girl,
so they're going to need direction and right. Where we go. So I guess the number one starting point is, what is the line?
Exactly. What is the line?
If they're going to coexist, and if that's how the village wants to go, that's fine. But they should be complementary, and they should make a complete picture of this community for the people who are, you sell them on the journal and you keep them with the owl, however you might want to look at it. Just a full picture of the neighborhood that this place is. It's a pretty wonderful place.
I can't argue that.
Yeah, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. Maybe there's something, maybe we confer, or whoever's, we get, whether it's Katie or somebody else that puts the articles in the journal, gives the heads up to the owl, converse, and says, this is what's going in this month, and the owl does the same thing. Well, this is what we're doing this month. And maybe, I know we have timelines, but maybe, if one group is doing something on an article on one subject, we have this, maybe we want to include that in this, and or talk about this as it relates to the owl and things like that. I don't know, but conversing more, getting more together, and not controlling what each other's putting in, but just giving each other a heads up of what's going in, maybe might help. I don't know.
Once you guys get this figured out, both sides will know exactly where they're going, and I think there'll be no stresses, or they'll start to go away. Let's work out.
Do we want it? I'm sorry, Gloria.
Well, if we're going to put things in the owl, are we going to charge us to put that into the owl, the bladder and all that stuff? It's going to be a charge to that. Is that going to increase what we spend?
Yes, the owl discussed that before with them at $45 a page.
$45 a page, minimum of four.
No minimum.
No. We would work around whatever formatting you would need. 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, whatever the number is, we would complete the rest of that four-page format so we could have a printable material.
Now that price is, of course,
that's
subject to what we're paying.
That's cost, that's not
yeah,
any,
that's our cost.
That's our
cost.
That's
not a big
printer,
windfall, it's just.
If the printer raises, we have to raise.
Sure.
Well, and you would, the owl would notify council and stuff if that's done whenever. But
because we really got screwed.
Don't we do
the
way it's
how long ago when there was first a negotiation, which I was not a part of,
12 to 16.
Our printer quoted the village $20 a page. Now, this is what, 5 years ago? Seven?
Something like that. About
7 years ago or so. And honestly, our fault entirely, we were not keeping track of our bills, dividing, and we didn't until recently. It was like about 8-9 months ago, we went, how much are we paying per page? Now, and up until like the journal really started monthly, mm-hmm. about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So prior to that, we were charging the village $20 a page, and all of the minutes were in Yeah. We were probably paying 30.
Yeah.
We probably were. And it's our error. We didn't come up and say, hey, by the way, there the prices are being raised. So what we're quoting you right now is $45 a page, which is our cost. So whatever our cost is, that's what we would pass on to you.
And we as a council, whatever we put into the owl, Katie, we pay per page. Do we pay per page for the printer?
Well, there's ink costs and page costs and layout, yeah. So,
yeah,
but
so if we, I don't expect you to know it exact, but in generally speaking, if we only had, like I'll go back to saying, we had six pages in this that were what I would consider.
But with your current printer, you can't put six pages because you have to do four-page increments, keeping the journal completely
so
separate.
We could go to eight.
You have to do four
if
or
we
eight,
put eight
or 12.
Right now it's 12.
Yes.
We did go to eight, six pages, and we have 2 pages of advertising. That would reduce our costs here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So...
But there again, that would be one of the benefits with the owl of being able to put in just 3 pages or 7 pages or 9 pages, not being stuck with a 4-page increment.
And that's something we can explore too with our printer. They probably won't be able to give us an exact cost because it changes, I guess, as to what we're, the ink, as you said, and all that stuff. But they may be able to give us a roundabout, if we did go down to 8 pages in here, how much it would drop.
Probably around $400. I mean, it's about $111 a page if I'm looking at the cost for the publication.
So $400 a month?
It could.
Well, let's say $3,000 a month. That's... Well, it can't be $3,000
no,
a year.
$4,600 a year we could save if we went to and 8 pages.
So that's 6,000. That's about $5,500. And if we had the owl deliver them, we're down to $5,200.
And that's once a month. That could change it.
And that's once a month.
A bigger savings.
Yeah, but you could still do it every month. Have the insert with the owl, and they pay them $45 a page or more for the stuff that you're missing now out of the journal. And like Joe says, if the color part is part of keeping Walton Hills the way it is, it's a win-win for everybody. The people meet halfway.
I think that's a pretty significant number of about 111 per page for the journal versus 45 for the owl.
Oh, yeah. I agree. But I want the double information. I want everything in the owl. I want everybody to get along.
But you're putting it in a different way with the color.
Yeah.
So you're doing that on a
you talk about insert the journal into the owl.
And our printer is a resident, just putting that out there too, that we do use a local printer.
Yes.
The owl's printer is also a resident.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very important when we started the owl back up that we wanted to keep it within the village.
Do we have any more concerns about the journal, whether that's good or critiques?
I have a comment since my name was brought up. Heads will roll. I've been writing for 10 years. I've written 120 articles about everything. People in this village, services this village offers. Go back and look. I don't know. I get things that people say that's the only thing they read is my articles. There's information in it. If you look at Heads will roll, it pertains to lettuce. Heads of lettuce. That's what it's talking about. It's talking about Japan that uses robots to grow their lettuce. They know when it's ripe, they pick it. 30,000 heads a day that they pick. And they went on to say, we better think about our children. If robots are doing the work, we better educate our children to be more than
the labor people, because it's not going to work. I'm letting you know what the future is for your grandchildren, whatever. And I list the important things which are STEM, S-T-E-M, science, technology, engineering, and math. And guess where that's taught? The Bedford school system, mm-hmm. which we are in the Bedford school system. So you don't want to call it, you want to call it frivolous? You can call it frivolous. I tell you, I get letters from people that live in different states that they wrote me and said, I read that article and I really enjoyed it. I get people that don't live here that I run into them in the stores and they say, I love your article. I write about everything. Somebody mentioned cats. I wrote an article about my cat. That was one of the biggest articles that I ever got information that people told me they read it and really liked it. The second one was, what do I say? It was when my husband was dying. My daughter came up to me and said, what do I say to him? I'm going to go visit him. What do I say? You know, that's the hardest thing to do when you go to the hospital and somebody's dying and you have to talk to them. You may not think it's frivolous, Connie. You may think it's frivolous, but I get a lot of people that really enjoy reading it. When we had newspapers, we had information that was given to us about business and about military and everything else, but there's also cartoons in there. That was frivolous. But sometimes we need that light touch in our lives instead of the what's going on in our world today. So I gladly, there's one more article coming out this month. It will be the last article you will see in the journal. Because Connie, I don't want you to have to pay money and go without food, you know, for my page that's in here. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. But you're the one who said.
Okay.
That the journal is business and the owl is frivolous. Where have you said that?
Well, maybe we can come to an agreement in the future to whether we keep that in the owl in the journal, or we put it in the owl.
Well, I think of the things that some residents have said is it's a duplication again because it's in Liberty News also. Uh-huh. You know, so it's being published monthly like that. And again, Gloria's words were official village business only should be the journal. Mm-hmm. I don't agree that that's official village business.
That's not official.
But just to make clear, the Liberty News, Gloria puts that in her own, it's not the village putting in the Liberty News. Right? Okay. So anyway, the village doesn't put anything at this time in the Liberty News. But you're good. Probably won't happen. But
so that is a no cost.
But that could change. But who knows? But as of right now, winter paper probably won't happen under me as mayor. But to be honest, just to let you know, it's a lot of people think, and Gloria can think, you know, that the village isn't paying for it.
And I'm not paid by the Liberty News.
No, I don't. I'm just saying because you know, a lot of people have asked us, you know, are we paying for that article, either because of the duplicate article,
not
because of the
duplicate
article.
So what, yes, ma'am.
Brian, could we put the face of the village on what's good about the journal?
Yes.
That's what you really want to have. And the thing with me with the journal, that people do like that, they do like to see something coming from the government. They do feel the government's not a, you know, it's kind of like these certain advertisers, they like a government paper. They have advertising to spend with the communities, the government agencies, and they can hold them to the same accountability. How we operate here in Walton Hills is the same as when they submit their advertising to Macedonia, same as when they submit it to Northfield, okay? Because we have to spend village funds the same way. We have separation of certain things the same way. And so they feel it's very consistent. I'm not saying nothing about anything outside, but that's how they do look at this. They look at this as a government entity. And for a lot of big companies, that's very important. So as a
what's good is that it is a government paper. Some people have said, even residents have said that they want it coming from, and not all that stuff, but certain things. They want it coming from the village.
Right.
You know, let's say the economic development, the what's going on. You know, they want that. They want that stuff from the village.
Is straight up stuff that's coming from the government from the village?
Not that our, I mean, not all of us, we're not all saying the government's, want to say this is good government, but not.
This is right.
The people waiting for their paychecks ain't too happy.
And Brian, I think you could put under what's good too, and with an asterisk, as this being a newer thing that Katie, again, has been doing, the information that she's putting out about the legislation. People have noticed that that's changed.
Right.
And that it is more descriptive and not just an ordinance number saying it was approved or not. So,
and that's something you whoever, out of our council meetings and information,
yeah.
we had to, in our COW, mm-hmm. guys put that. It was a very easy adjustment to make the publication better.
It wasn't many lines. It was enough for somebody to understand what the heck.
Well, it was right. It's Josephine. She's great. There. She suggested it. Numbers don't tell you anything.
No,
so there was a little brief little statement.
A couple lines added everything.
Yeah.
Sure.
It was simple. It's a simple thing.
Okay.
You have 9 minutes, Brian.
I have 9 minutes.
That's right. So you have certain time.
Recapping, just to recap this a little bit and then describe what we're going to work on, what we're taking away from this meeting, and what we're going to try to accomplish here. We have what's good in the journal, the shiny paper. We also have what's bad in it and all that comes with it, the cost and all that. We all know that. And the village, you know, with their financial, you know, the way we're going now, we should work on that. So we can bring this, so this doesn't end up here all alone, so this comes up here. And that's one thing we can do as a committee. We can work on seeing if we can get more advertisers. I'm willing to call people. I'm willing to get with the mayor and Katie on how we go about doing that, you know. I know people call the owl, but you probably call people yourself, don't you, and see if they would like to advertise?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's something the mayor, the rest of the council how you would really feel about that.
Well, you would have to have, I don't know if there is anything set up, but you would have to have a schedule set up of the advertising, you know, what the costs are, half page, full page, quarter page,
yes.
Inside covers, back covers, those pages are at a higher cost.
Right.
You know, you do have things that. Like that.
We'd have to have that information and be able to share that with people. So I, as part of the committee, would be happy to do that. Again, talking with the mayor and rest of the council, if they felt that was something we could do, I'm certainly willing to do that.
We could possibly look to the future of expanding that with a new phone book.
Yes.
For the village.
Absolutely. And I was thinking about putting something in the journal, whether it goes in the journal or the owl or whatever, a thing. If you would like to be placed in the new directory, and of course we have to explore the costs and advertising for that and all that stuff, but if you'd like to be put in the new directory, you know, provide us your name, blah, 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 all that stuff.
Right, as you want your name listed, your address, phone listed or not,
right.
Email address listed or not.
Right. What's not so good that we can work on is a duplicate calendar. So how are we going to solve that? How's the owl and us going to get together and solve that?
Well, I suppose we could ask Maureen to start contacting Katie directly.
Lisa controls the calendar. I probably just made a mistake. So
well,
it's
and everybody
just
does.
Omissions
you know, so there's little
part.
Things.
No,
there's just
matter,
little
yes.
things back and forth.
Yeah, it's really.
You know,
yeah, it's yeah, it's not. Please don't say it's a mistake on your part because it's
oh,
not.
Well.
You do enough.
I'm okay with taking that. I missed it.
Yeah,
Katie,
it's all good.
I missed the council meeting.
Hey.
Still listed on the 22nd.
It happens.
Okay, so it happens to all
but
of us.
The thing is, the goal that we want to get to is if. If you pick up this calendar, you pick up this calendar, you're reading the same information.
Right.
Can the owl agree with that?
Yes.
Yes.
And I think we can agree with that.
Yes.
So,
well, Jesse, if you did the calendar and Lisa gives the information to the owl, exactly.
Well, she controls the calendar on our website. She does that inputting. She writes it out. Maureen checks with her. I take the information off the website that's there and put it in the calendar.
So basically,
it's, it should be the same information.
The same anyway.
Yes.
But depending on the village's deadline, their deadline may be a little bit later where something else is added on
mm-hmm.
and we didn't catch.
Yeah.
You know, the owl didn't catch, but it would be something that we could just, you know, last minute review even.
And we've kind of, just so everybody knows, and I know we've talked about it before. Just we've made it when things changed, there was a transition. Somebody else was doing the journal, and that person is no longer doing it. And so we had to make some adjustments.
Right.
And you know, there's been a lot of adjustments, and so it's a work in progress, as you know, and we're working on that. And,
mm-hmm.
and we're very fortunate. The staff here picked up. Some of those duties, and
yeah.
Katie took a big brunt of it, just added it to her others, but we're working on all that.
And
that's
this may morph into something that the information committee just does. Whoever's on the information committee takes over and does what Katie does with the publication, gets with the publisher. And I know it's a learning curve. But we can't keep putting more and more on Katie.
No, please, God, no.
Well, exactly. Depending on the frequency.
It's hard for them to do it on
yeah. You know.
I just want to point out there again, with all of that layout work that needs done and things like that, the articles, if they were submitted like a police blotter, like a service department page, all they would have to do is email that to the OWL. And the OWL would be tasked with keeping that information together, which can be done, but they would then lay it out, so that would be something else that would be off of Katie.
Okay. We've gotten that so good, more social club information. And I have over here to bring to council, what do we want the journal to represent? So that could be a question. Official government business, what is official government business? We'll define it as well as we can. And we can move the other stuff into the OWL if that's the case, if that's what needs be. So I have for right here to bring to council the question of whether we want to do the police blotter again. I think I'm hearing the general may be okay with toning down information, or not toning it down, the police chief using his discretion as to what he puts in there.
We always did have in the past when the information was in the OWL.
Exactly.
We always had the police blotter.
Right.
Again, what we want the journal to represent, and we can ask that to council at our COW meeting, and I can type all these up, and I can send it to you two for verification first of what questions we want to ask council, and then I'll get it to council for the next COW meeting and for discussion. Is that okay?
Sure.
The frequency, we want to talk about the frequency of the OWL. Do we want to keep it monthly as we work through these things, status quo? And geez, we already saved what? Almost $4,000 right today in a couple hours. If we do what we talked about, and the possibility, and this doesn't have to be answered. Obviously, it's not going to be answered at the next COW meeting. But just bring up the question: Do we
want to merge fully with the owl or keep that as a separate entity itself. And that's something that the owl has to, you know, what I'm hearing from the owl is they don't mind merging at all. But what does that merge look like? Does it look like this piece of the paper here, or does it look like this piece of paper, or somewhere in between? So that question might not be as easy to answer as sure.
That would be something that they would have to discuss.
Exactly. This is something that this committee can work on. I'll confer with the mayor, and we can talk on how we, if we want to put ourselves out to other advertisers and things like that. Is that okay? And another question for the owl is, was brought up, sharing of advertisers sometime in the future. If we decide to merge somehow where this is under one cover, sharing the advertisers and taking those advertising dollars and creating that publication with it.
That's a whole legal thing, too.
And that's it. It probably is.
Funds are separate from private.
That's a good, something I did not think of. Incorporating a business-related article in the journal, at least one quarter, that the Economic Development Committee can possibly work on that. And asking the publisher about the savings, what the savings would be generally by reducing to 8 pages. Do we have anything more that you would like to see us bring to council?
No, the government rate, that was on the postage.
Oh yeah, government rate.
Right now, yeah, because you've got that there as number 2 on action items.
Last one.
Check out the government rate.
Yeah, and right now for the businesses, just with the numbers Katie threw out, it's 35 cents a business and 21 cents for her homes. At the rate that we're currently paying with that. So I don't know how much better the government rates should be, but I just wanted to make notes that was postage.
What did you say what your rate was?
The school, I think, is paying 11 cents. I think it's 16.3 right now.
Well, the school would entitle four communities, and aren't those rates subject to how many are actually going out also?
The way I'm mailing it now is saturation mailing. There are 3 carrier routes in Waltons that are saturated. Maybe they're all 3 of those. The only place I miss is Sealing and a little bit of Alexander Road. That's part of a carrier route that's mostly veterans. With the there's a section over there with the apartments. They hit Sealing in that area. But if you go to bulk rate, when I do a saturation mailing, you're going to be able to get down to 16.3 cents. And if you go ahead and forget what his total weight is, but it goes up to like about 3 ounces, you're not going to get to that.
And what are we paying, Katie?
It's about, 21 cents. 22 cents. I'll check with
21
printer,
cents on the homes and 35 cents.
There was
the
a reason
businesses.
Why the businesses were more expensive.
I'm not going to the business, too, Katie, but it's saturated.
35 on the business.
You can go to saturation mailing for the 3 carrier routes and then get Sealing, however you're going to do it.
Okay.
So this is, if council did not want to have, when we take our COW meeting, if council decides they don't want at this time the owl delivering for whatever reason for us, this is something, our next step to explore to reduce the costs. Mm-hmm. Right. So we'll bring all these things to council at the next council meeting. Again, I'll write this up, what we're going to bring, get your consensus on it, you're okay, and then I'll send it to the mayor and all of council.
I think maybe one more thing,
yes.
Check with the legal, with the bill, as far as paying anything to the owl for pages or paying mailing, reimbursing for mailing, something like that, if there's anything involved in the legal.
Okay.
I think you can do that because advertising was just a question of conversion.
how that would be if it was considered part of ours. You know what I mean? Like, can you do something for, you know?
Yeah, so we can check with Bill about the payments for the advertisers if we decided to do that. Maybe he'll put the kibosh on that right away and say, no, you can't do that. That ends that conversation, I guess. Is there anything else that we, for tonight? This is only one of several conversations, and we really do, we know.
I was going to say, because we want to address the website, too.
Absolutely. We've got the website. We've got reverse 911. How's that going? We haven't discussed that in a while. And so we've got other things to discuss throughout the year here and improve upon. I know the website, I've talked with Katie, and from my own personal experience, it could be a little bit more user-friendly. We do have residents in the village who have offered in the past at our website designers that have offered, hey, I'll help you. So, you know, but we have to look at the cost of that and reducing the cost of that possibly. I don't know if that's going to be, if we're going to be able to do that or not. But as far as this goes for tonight, and this is, you know, one of several meetings, you know, and I'm glad that, and I'm sure I try not to speak for everybody, but I'm sure I speak for everybody that we want a good relationship with the Owl. There's absolutely no reason why there should not be, and we should work together for the betterment of the information of the village for the residents, and just what Mr. Mesnick said, promoting this village. Not only to us, we know it's a great place to live, but we need other businesses and other people wanting to move here, you know, knowing about us. So,
Brian, one other thing, with checking with legal about payments for the advertisers, would it be necessary to have a contract? Because that's what the Owl had in the past with the village.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, and that spells out also for the village benefit of the cost per page and how much notification when we would receive or if a new contract would have to be discussed then, you know, with any price increases. But
all right. Well, does anybody have anything else before we close the meeting?
I just have a comment. Yeah. This is a committee meeting, so yes. When we have COWs, there's going to probably be more people here. Because the weather, too, has kept a lot of people out of here. So we may have more people and more input that we have not thought about.
Right. This is ongoing. It's not, we're not going to, you know, cure cancer tonight.
Next, exactly. The next meeting.
It's, exactly. But I think we're getting a kind of a good forward movement, at least, on it. And does anybody else have anything else or you would like to see us work on before the next council meeting or ask the next council meeting? No?
I would like to say thank you to Gloria for taking the time to write the content, whether people enjoy it or not. It's very time consuming, and I appreciate her doing that and never having to ask. You just send it, and I expect to get it from you, and thank you for putting the time in for 10 years of doing that.
Well, I wish Gloria, I knew Gloria when I was in school and they asked me to write essays. I'd have given it to her. She, you know, whether we put this in the journal or not or wherever it is, I do enjoy reading the articles, and I think you're an excellent writer. I think you should write more than articles. I you know, Janet Ivanovich, I know her nephew. So she can make, she's got a really nice house in Palm Beach.
Come on,
so, yeah. All right. So it is 8:09. If anybody does not have anything else, I'd like to ask for a motion to close the meeting.
Brian, I'd like to make a motion to close the information committee meeting.
Second.
And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
The information committee is closed, adjourned. Thank you. See, I can't think of words. At 8:09 p.m. Thank you, everybody, and I appreciate all you.